We're on the telephone today with Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. Daryl, wanted to get your reaction, first of all, to the cattle and feed report on Friday. I know you have to dig into these reports some to really find out what's going on. On the surface, anyway, it looked a little bit positive as far as that placements number.
Yeah, I think so. Relative to the published pre-report expectations, placements came in not only at the low end, but really below any of the estimates that I saw. So I think this will be taken as a little positive thing. And marketings came in also a little bit less than expectations. But overall, the lower placements pulled the October 1 cattle on feed numbers down to 105% above a year ago, as opposed to the expectation of it being at 106% or a little bit higher.
So what do you think is going on there with the lower placements?
Well, I think this is mostly a matter of kind of short-term timing. We've had big placements for the last 3 or 4 months. In some of those months, we noted earlier that a lot of those were lightweight placements. Some of that was driven late summer by some of the dry areas. Perhaps in other cases, it was just feedlot demand was good for those lighter weight animals. So I think we placed them early. They weren't there necessarily to place later. And so yeah, it's really important, I think, on these monthly cattle on feed reports oftentimes to put them in the context of, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 months reports and kind of balance them out a little bit.
Okay, I think I saw a note that percentage of heifers going into the feedlots is still running higher than normal, or?
It is. This was a quarterly report, so we get a breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. The steers continued pretty consistent to the last 2 or 3 quarters at about 2% more, basically reflecting the growth in the calf crop. But heifers are still running 11% up year over year, and they had started up last year, so it's a pretty good size number. Again, indicative of the fact that I think we're definitely slowing down heifer retention. Obviously, we're watching this number and the heifer slaughter numbers to try to anticipate what's going on with the overall herd expansion as we finish out the year and move into next year.
Yeah, and talk about the factors that are slowing that herd expansion. It just hasn't been a real profitable time lately.
Well, we've certainly trimmed back the profitability. I think we're at a point right now. Now, the good news is we've held calf prices in 2018 steady, in some cases slightly higher than last year. And last year was kind of a pleasant surprise, too. All of that in light of the fact that we are increasing beef production and we have been in an expansion mode. But that said, profitability is kind of marginal for cow-calf producers. Some producers are clearly profitable still at these levels, others struggling a little bit more. So that tends to temper this, desire for more herd expansion. As it stands right now, it looks like we're approaching a peak, maybe a plateau, really, in these cow herd numbers. It's not necessary that we have to go into a liquidation. We haven't really overdone it too much this time. On the other hand, going forward, if we were to see continued strong domestic demand, maybe some growth in these export markets, we could actually pick up and expand a little bit more in a year or two down the road.
And drought conditions have improved in a lot of areas as well.
We have. In fact, right now, at least in Oklahoma, we've got really too much moisture right now. We've had, the Oklahoma Mesonet system says the last 90 days is the wettest for that particular 90-day period in history. So we've gone from dry conditions in some regions now to so much moisture that we're having trouble getting wheat planted and getting summer harvest done and getting cattle ready to go out on wheat pasture. So at the moment, producers would like a little bit of dry weather, but all in all, we're very happy with the moisture we've got to go forward with.
You mentioned exports there. Let's talk about that a little bit. The beef exports have been pretty impressive.
They have. They've continued, all year. Really, this is the third year of impressive beef exports. We're up as of the last monthly data, which was through August. You know, we're up 14.2% across the board to all markets. Most of our major markets are up, with the exception of Canada, but the other markets, Japan being the biggest, South Korea, Mexico, and Hong Kong. I guess Hong Kong is also down. They're about flat for the year to date. So we've seen impressive exports to most of these markets, and at the same time, imports have moderated and are just holding steady with last year.
And that's a bit of good news export-wise in a otherwise pretty bleak picture right now, with a lot of trade and tariff concerns.
That's right. You know, the broader trade war concerns, they potentially could impact the beef industry more indirectly through demand impacts, either domestically or internationally. Most of the trade impacts at this point in time have not directly impacted the beef industry very much. There are some tariffs on some processed products in Canada as part of the retaliatory tariffs. Of course, we do face tariffs in China, but that was just a fledgling market that was just beginning to develop. And this certainly delays that development, but in terms of any real impact, we weren't exporting very much there yet anyway. So it's more of a loss potential at this point than it is really a loss in that market. And so so far it hasn't been too big a deal for the beef industry, but the potential is still there for some impacts in a number of different ways that could impact demand.
So what is your outlook for beef prices going forward here then, or for cattle prices?
You know, again, in general, we've been pretty pleasantly surprised that 2018 prices have held up pretty well. You know, we've got beef production up another about 3% this year. And at this point, you know, we've kind of worked through the biggest part of the herd expansion or the supplies that follow from herd expansion over the last couple of years. We're going to see, I expect that the January 1 numbers will show that we did continue to increase the beef cow herd modestly this year, maybe a half a percent. That means we'll have a slightly bigger feeder cattle supply, and the pipeline will be full, you know, not only through 2019, but into 2020 as well, as far as feedlot production. So there will continue to be those supply challenges, but they're moderating, and as long as demand stays good, I'm very optimistic that we can go, you know, sideways to on average slightly higher as we move into 2019.